His name is Sergeant Harry Griswold. He's an undercover cop who takes his job seriously.
I need to commandeer this vehicle.
A regrettable twist of fate has chosen you as a recipient of amazing supermortal powers.
He becomes Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. Only a beautiful, tender woman, Lotus, can carefully teach Harry the subtle nuances of the Kabuki way. She trains him in the proper use of Kabuki Man's amazing arsenal of high-tech super weapons. Heat-seeking chopsticks. Computerized 16-bite sushi. Futuristic flying footwear. Bulletproof Gale Force fans. And pyro projectile parasols. He is a one-man army of awesome oriental artifacts. He is Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, formerly known as the Hyrule Tribune. This is episode 90, I guess. I really prefer to think of all these as one like long continuous show where you have to listen from the beginning, like listen to episode one. If you don't do that, if you don't go in order, you're not going to appreciate the plot, you know, all the subtleties that are thrown in there, all the callbacks. It's all very well orchestrated, planned out, you know. I got a flow chart, branching paths, you know, that type of shit. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, and I'm lying about that. Please don't do that. We're actually getting back to the normal format, kind of. I mean, the format, back to the usual random scatterbrain bullshit that we've been doing for fucking 89 episodes because Zelda's in the rearview mirror, you know, took care of that fucking thing. Yeah, I wrote my review and fucking washed my hands of it pretty much. And you can read that over at gruntfreepress.com. And you can send me your emails at podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you want. Again, I got always asterisk fucking. I'm not saying Zelda's fucking a bad game. I like that. You can read the review at the website I just mentioned. But it was a fucking, long game. So I actually went above and beyond this week and actually wrote another review for the game Too Dark. Once again, it's the number 2 and the word dark. And yeah, that's been another one that's been kind of kicking around for a bit. So I mean, there's going to be a lot of that going on again, just because I was fucking so focused on fucking Zelda and nothing else for so long. It's fucking like I got all these games I got to go back to and fuck around with. So. And not that fucking Too Dark's a particularly long game or anything like that, but probably took me like 10 hours or so to get through it. And yeah, I mean, it only took me that long too, because it was just so dark. It was just so too goddamn dark. I just couldn't find it. I didn't know what the game was. It was too dark around it. But seriously, that game fucking sucks. I mean, it's buggy as fuck. Last week, I was talking about, like, oh yeah, before I went on to record last week, I was playing it. I'm like, oh yeah, the game crashed. Like, whatever, I'll just fucking go back and play it. And after the show, I go to fucking play the game, and yeah, I mean, I can, like, the entire fucking that save that I did before anything in that whole level was fucking corrupted or whatever. Like, I could have get back into where I left off. Like, not like the entire, like, fucking, like, all my progress gone, thankfully, nothing like that. But yeah, all my fucking progress, in that level, I think it was, might have been on the fucking, the last level too I was at. Yeah, you can just go back and, like, at least it saved the point to my profile where I could go and, like, restart that level, you know, and fucking go back and start from the fucking very beginning or anything like that. But yeah, so I mean, I probably only lost like 20 minutes or so, but still, I mean, that shit's fucking garbage. If I had to start from the fucking beginning of the game, like, all my shit was wiped out. Like, I probably wouldn't have fucking bothered. I mean, I would have fucking, you know, oh my god, I wouldn't fucking start from fucking square one in that game. I probably, you know, would have fucking deleted it from my computer and then wrote an angry letter to the fucking developers. Let me tell you, it would have been pretty fucking pretty pissed off. But yeah, between even that, just fucking, you know, losing whatever 20 minutes or so playing that game and just playing the fucking game itself, it's just you don't know what the fuck's going on in that game, like with the AI, pretty much all that shit, like fucking again, like the last level in particular, it just fucking like really just fucking like Jesus. Probably because it's, you know, the biggest, you know, the last level is the biggest fucking level in the game and the most complex, you know, just fucking, it's just like this giant, like multi-story mansion where you start off your outside in a graveyard. You have to find a way to get into the house and into the mansion. So I was like, yeah, you know, try to go in the front door. The door is fucking locked, like whatever. You see, outside there's a fucking a graveyard out there on the fucking, out on the lawn or whatever. You see a gravekeeper fucking walking around, like doing whatever, tending like graves, and like there's a garden. He's just kind of like going back and forth, like, all right, fucking garden, fucking walking in circles and shit. So, I'm like, all right, well, I can't get in the front door. Like, how the fuck am I, you know, don't know how I'm going to get in. So there's only one thing, like, moving, you know what I mean? Like, one thing in here is this old fucking gravekeeper walking around. So, you know, fuck it. You know, I guess I have to kill him somehow or whatever. And he might have a key or something. And yeah, so fucking, all right. So I walk up to him, fucking shoot him. Then like your gun jams after like one shot. So it's like, all right, what the fuck? So you gotta like use something else. So you gotta like punch him to death or what? So, like, all right, well, I guess I gotta do that. I mean, I tried doing like the stealth approach, but it's kind of fucked up again, just cause he doesn't have like a set pattern. Doesn't seem like it. Just seems like he's doing like random shit. And I mean, again, that might be like intentional. So it's not too easy, but he's just kind of like, all right, well, I'm watching him, like, go to one grave, and he sits there for, like, you know, 2 seconds, and he walks to something else and sits there for, like, 1 second, and then he's just going in circles, like, doing his fucking thing. But I'm like, fucking, like, there's no way I can, like, sneak up on him. And tried, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, trying different times of his fucking little patrol pattern. Like, I don't think I can do this without him fucking seeing me. So I'm like, all right, well, I just have to find a way to fucking shoot him once, you know, with the one fucking bullet I have in my gun, and then fucking just punch him to fucking death and, you know, punching old men. Not as easy as it looks. So, I mean, but unless it's the fucking, his AI glitches out like this guy's does, because he starts fucking like spinning in circles, like just like fucking, you know, right, pretty much standing in place, just like spinning around, like fucking doesn't know what to do, just like freaking out. And Or you fucking, whatever, you just, another time I think I just, like, walked around a grave in circles, you, just, you know, punch him and then walk a little bit, he doesn't know what the fuck to do, like, how to get to you, or just fucking, it's just, yeah, the AI is fucking, like, garbage, so. Yeah, so, then, yeah, so you kill that guy, then there's these fucking random boxes, stacked up against the outside fucking wall of one of the house, so. It's like, all right, well, whatever. I mean, if you walk up to it, it turns like green, so it shows you can, that means you can like interact with it. So, you know, you can push and pull shit that turns green. So the box is turning green. I'm like, all right, well, fucking move them, like whatever. Is there like a key underneath them or what's going on? Fucking move the boxes. You just fucking instantly teleport to you, like, inside the house for some reason. It's fucking like, all right, I'm moving a box, and I'm just inside the house. I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, there's supposed to be, like, a tunnel, like, a hole or something you can get in, or, like, a vent or some shit, like behind the boxes. But just like, oh, you're moving them, then you just fucking, like, oh, I'm inside the house now. Like, fucking, like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know. It seems like a fucking, like just looks like a glitch, like a random fucking glitch. But I couldn't find any other way to get into the house. It's just fucking, is that, are you supposed to do it? I mean, it's fucking, that's the way. It's fucking, they should have maybe, I'll polish that up a little bit. It's just fucking just, all right, just instant glitch inside, and now I'm inside the house. So, and you get in there, you're inside the fucking the mansion. You're on the first floor, and it's just completely empty. Like there's nobody around. You know, all the doors are locked and shit, and fucking like looking, searching everything. You know, no keys anywhere. You know, fucking, it doesn't seem like there's anywhere to go. It's just kind of like, all right, well, what do I, you know, there's stairs and shit. Like, do I go upstairs or what? So, again, seems like it's the only thing to do is just, all right, walk up the stairs or whatever. So, you know, the only thing only place you can go is fucking like up the stairs. And like, as soon as you, like halfway up the stairs, or like just about at the top of them, like six people they're just like teleport, like magically spawn, like fucking they don't come out of anywhere, just fucking blink into existence. Oh, there's six people here all of a sudden on the fucking the first floor, like all of them fucking separate conversations at the same time, and they're all like moving around and fucking like talking and shit, and just like this is a fucking mess. Like all of a sudden there's fucking just all fucking just shit just happens all for no reason, just fucking blinks into existence, like yeah, you know, you can't tell what the fuck is going on. I'm just fucking like, again, is this fucking game like glitching or what the fuck is this? Was, you know what I mean? Like, were they supposed to be doing that the whole time, or were they supposed to spawn like after I got up the stairs or what? Because it's fucking just like, you know, it's retarded. So, yeah, it's just like, yeah, again, it's like, oh, is this like a glitch or what the fuck? I don't know what the hell's going on. So, like, I reloaded the fucking level and everything, you know, reloaded the entire stage. I'm just like, all right, well, this fucking. Haven't gotten that far yet, so we'll just see what the hell's going on. I reloaded it, and it's just now, it's still the same shit. Just fucking all that same bullshit, so I don't know what the fuck is that's about. I just fucking like, alright, well, whatever. Let's fucking let them all spawn in, I guess, and just fucking murder them one by one. Using that same shit, just fucking the same glitchy bullshit combat that's in fucking Too Dark, and. Yeah, then fucking move on, fucking, yeah, then I get upstairs, you know, get to, like, the second floor of the fucking mansion, and there's, two people with guns fucking immediately hear me, like, as soon, you know, there's no, like, chance to get away or anything, it's just fucking, fucking two people fucking walking down, you know, there's a hallway, like, right at the fucking stairs that you're using, you get up there. Two people there fucking immediately fucking hear you. They fucking run in the fucking, you know, the fucking hallway that you're in. And that hall's like completely dark. So they're just fucking like, oh, you know, they can't fucking see. So they're just fucking up. They're just sitting there in the dark. They can't fucking see you. They're just like standing there, you know? I was like, okay. So, guess I'll fucking murder you guys too. These fucking, you know, two fucking people. So whatever. Fucking dummies kill you, fucking move, you know, keep going, then fucking, you know, there's an old guy in a fucking wheelchair or something, just fucking, I don't, like, again, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, like, it just sounds like I'm fucking like, oh, you're describing this really poorly, I can't follow, it's like, no, it's just what happened, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on either, you know, as soon as I see this fucking, as soon as I see the guy in the fucking wheelchair, he just fucking, like, keels over and starts, like, dying and shit and talking about how, you know, he's saying, like, oh, like, talking to me, like, oh, you know, my character, like, oh, you know, you're a fucking monster, you just killed your own kids, you know, like, fucking, like, what? Like, spoiler, maybe, but, you know, apparently the fucking, you know, when I walked upstairs, those two people just, like, walked in the fucking, the dark room and just sat there and fucking did nothing, like, I murdered them, like, those are supposed to be my kids, like, that was supposed to be, like, the big, like, plot reveal in the fucking story, like, just, like, they botched it that bad, I'm just fucking, like, oh, I don't know, like, my kids are fucking idiots, apparently, who just fucking, like, oh, what's that, fucking walk in the fucking dark as they're holding guns, so whatever, who cares, I guess, yeah, so then, since that happens, the fucking, whatever, it's supposed to be, like, the main, like, bad, like, the villain in the game, I guess, is that old guy in the wheelchair, like, I don't know what the fuck that guy is, like, I missed all the conversations going on in the fucking leading up to this, I have no idea, so, and again, like, as soon as I fucking, like, see him, he starts, like, off screen, he's, like, talking or whatever, and fucking, I missed, like, that old fucking thing, so he's just fucking, it's the old guy fucking dying in a wheelchair, I guess, and fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, so, yeah, so, cool. So, yeah, so I save all the kids in the fucking mansion, you know, like you do every other level, and of course everybody's fucking dead in the entire stage at this point. So it's just a matter of fucking like, all right, well, this shit. I'll grab these kids and fucking take them out. Then this is the last level. So it's fucking a little cutscene plays after that. The cops show up and fucking, I get arrested. Like, you know, the fucking, the detective guy that you're playing through the whole game, he gets arrested, but not for like the hundreds of people that, you know what I mean? As I was playing, I'm like, oh, what is this happening? It's just like the bad ending. Cause I fucking pretty much murdered everybody that I came across in the game type of deal. Like, is it supposed to be like, whatever, like a hitman or something where you fucking supposed to go in like, you know, going fucking stealthy and not be seen and all that shit. Don't kill anybody and, you know, just fucking like save the kids and get out type of deal. Like, was that why I'm getting the bad ending? But no, it doesn't seem like that. Just fucking, you know, not the fucking, the security guards and the fucking, the gravekeeper and that, you know, none of that shit. They show this fucking newspaper pop up and the headline says, a detective gets thrown in jail for killing his own kids. like that, the end. Like, that's the end of the game. Like, just for killing those two fucking idiot kids. I'm like, this is fucking dumb. So stupid. So, yeah, I was fucking like, what the fuck did I just play? You know, it's a fucking, it's a shame, really. You know, just like the horror, like the atmosphere is like there. I mean, it's a, you know, fucked up game in a good way. And, you know, it's fucking dirty and grimy type of that, you know, that type of like horror, just fucking like, you know, fucking nasty environments and shit. And I'm not fucking really on board with like the 16-bit like horror games, you know. There's a couple of those like floating around or fucking, I can't think of any good, I really can't think of any good like 16-bit like horror games, you know what I mean? Like back then, I don't think it really, type of horror games I liked didn't really come around into their own until like the 32-bit era around then, like the PS1 or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking like that 16-bit fucking, like, I don't know, like people back then, like Castlevania would be considered like a fucking like horror game. Like, is it really not? It's just fucking like whatever, you know, like that type of shit. But yeah, maybe for like Too Dark, like the horror part of it's like there, which I'm like, ah, oh, it's pretty cool. They fucking could do that like well, you know. But even if it's fucking like goofy and you know, it's still like a cartoony and fucking like horror comedy type of shit. The intentional comedy or not, it's still not like a straight horror game. It is still, you know, again, kind of like goofy and fucking like whatever. Again, it's got like that cartoony art style, but it's so fucked up and like buggy and shit. Like, I'm like, I can't, like, whatever. Like, you know, as much as I fucking actually enjoy, like, you know, I like the fucking, the horror bits of it and the fucking, again, like the look of it and all that, just fucking, I can't fucking go for it. So, you know, between like the shitty AI and, you know, the inventory system, that's just, you know, that's just a fucking like nightmare. You know what I mean? Just fucking trying to like, select shit and fucking like, you know, take out different weapons, like different light sources and shit. It's just like, this is a fucking nightmare. There's like a million fucking things, items on screen, but for no reason. Like, why? I mean, why do I fucking have to like put a key in my, like a specific key, like equip it in my hand? Like, I can't just fucking like keep track of the keys I have. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. So it's just, no, compared to something like fucking like Hatred, you know what I mean? Like that was a game that was fucking like that game was fucking all dark and like controversial and shit when it came out. You know, whatever, but fucking just like, oh, it's just fucking like over the top like violence and shit, and just fucking like meant to be like offensive type of deal. And again, like playing like Hatred, like, yeah, that gameplay wasn't the best, and yeah, it wasn't like great, but it was like playable. You know what I mean? It was fucking like simple and fun and like fucking like funny enough and like, you know, whatever, like shocking. Like, the shock value was there, and it was a fucking like decent enough game to fucking play. You know what I mean? I'm like fucking like, oh yeah, Hatred's cool. Like, whatever. It's fucking, you know, again, then like Too Dark is like, does like that, the edgy shit, and, you know, like the fucking like, oh, here's like the controversial, like whatever, like push the fucking, push the boundaries type of shit, and then it's fucking, it's like you stop playing, it's like, ah, it's a fucking terrible game, you know, it's not fun to play. So Too Dark, more like Too Bad. And, you know, it's one of those deals where it feels like No, they had like fucking like five guys on the fucking on the dev team. Like that was their was also their like play testers or whatever. Like, you know, they're fucking the ones making the game or the ones like play testing it or whatever. So, I mean, they'd fucking, it's like, oh, does this work? And they'd only play, like, a fucking very specific way and just be like, oh, yeah, you know, the AI works fucking fine, you know what I mean, type of deal. It fucking just, oh, I keep doing the same exact path, like, over and over again. And, oh, if I do this, this is the right way to play. The AI doesn't fucking completely, like, break in and out of fucking, you know, existence, you know, blinking in and out of fucking existence and fucking, like, spinning circles and shit because I'm doing this specific thing that I know I'm supposed to be doing, like, as I'm playing it. So then, you know, again, then you play the game and you fucking kind of like deviate like the slightest bit and the fucking game just fucking like crumbles to the ground and fucking like breaks and yeah, it's not good. You can read the review up over at, gruntfreepress.com. There's a big middle finger, at the bottom of that review. So yeah, let's move on. Let's go one step, beyond the usual hot, juicy gossip. And move into some flat out secrets. I'm going to tell you a secret, and don't tell anybody. This is actually an entire world of secrets. It's the secret world. So how about that? Huh? The secret world. Remember that? Remember that? I said we're going back to fucking. Going back to fucking games I haven't talked about for a fucking while, and yeah, I don't know, if you're a long time listener, remember the Secret World? Yeah, that game's fucking, it's coming back, how do you want to describe it? It's getting fucking rebooted, or fucking like whatever, remastered, or something like that. Not entirely sure, like, again, what it is, or how you want to look at it, or fucking phrase it, or whatever. Again, I'm not. It's not me like being like. I'm not entirely sure myself exactly, but I'm just reading. Apparently, it's gonna be free to play. Which before I fucking again, I bought it. Well, it wasn't. I don't think it was ever like a monthly thing. I mean, there was like maybe like a premium option or some bullshit. But anyway, yes, it's gonna be completely free to play. I guess so. You don't have to fucking buy it at all. You just fucking like jump in and fucking you stop playing it for free. So yeah, it's getting upgrades to its combat system and its progression systems and that type of shit. They're just like tweaking it, you know, fucking up and, you know, making the graphics look better and blah blah blah. Again, I'm not sure if it's like an entire like fucking they built from the ground up type of deal, or if they're just fucking like, all right, well, we'll take this, we'll fucking upgrade a little bit and rework it, like, I don't know, and fucking like re-release it as whatever. I don't know. So again, I thought it was already fucking free to play again, or, you know, at least there, you know, again, there was no monthly fee when I was playing it or whatever. I think, you know, you just bought the game and fucking played it like as long as you wanted type of deal. Like, you know, I think I ended up fucking paying for like $20 or some shit when I won like a Steam sale. Was how I ended up fucking getting it, but yeah, so, I don't know, this seems pretty fucking cool. I mean, there weren't. We're in too many details again about how exactly they're changing it, or again, what I get from it is it sounds like it is kind of like a brand new game for the most part. It's just like, you know, it's not that, you know, you can't carry your characters over or anything like that from the old game, but so I mean, it's just one of those things where, oh well, again, I haven't played it in fucking, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. I don't know the fucking last time I played that game, but when I played it, it was fucking cool and shit. So but it's one of those deals where it's like, oh, well, just, you know, sounds like it's, you know, a good time to just fucking jump in and just fucking start from scratch again and just fucking, you know, see what they did with it. And if it's, if they, you know, streamlined it and they fucking modernized it well and just fucking, it could be fucking amazing. Like, you know, if I can fucking play it with a, again, if I could just fucking play it with a controller and shit and just fucking, you know, lay down and fucking play it and it's more like one-to-one, like, action-y type of shit, because, I mean, that game, you know, it was a fucking MMO where you're fucking like, oh, I'm doing my cooldowns and blah, 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 but it was still like, you know, it felt like, besides that, like the way it like controlled and shit and the way you're like aiming and all that shit was fucking, you know, if they could just fucking make it more like action, you know, action first, like third person shooter or whatever, and then fucking just find a way to put, you know, still have like all like the depth of fucking, you know what I mean, the game before, you know, it'd be fucking amazing. you know, and they, if they can cut back on like the convoluted fucking, the grind, the fucking, the MMO shit. In other words, fucking take away like some of the MMO shit. They like, they feel like they kind of like forced in there to make it like fucking like complicated or whatever. You know, the convoluted, that convoluted shit, and just, you know, again, streamline it like a little bit. I mean, still have it fucking like complex and blah, blah, blah. Give me a fucking ton of options and all that. But yeah, if they do it fucking right, I mean, that's fucking, yeah, if they just do it the way they should be doing it, and fucking could be so fucking good. So, just because that world, I mean, the secret one, it's, you know, it's like fucking, you know, when I was playing, it's fucking like, man, it's like this fucking, they built this game like for me, like specifically, just fucking all like the Lovecraft references, the fucking cheesy horror movie callbacks, you know, the real stupid but awesome shit. Again, I'm not going to get too into it. Just, you know, it was fucking pretty much taken up most of the shows back then when I was playing it for like a month or two. So, yeah, you can go back, fucking listen to them if you feel like it. But, yeah, it's a really cool fucking game. It's, you know, I just hope they nail the fucking reboot or whatever, the remake, whatever they're calling it. They're saying it's supposed to come out in the spring sometime, so, I don't know, I'll definitely be fucking staying on top of that, fucking definitely interested. So, yeah, it, you know, if I don't go berserk first, I told you I'm back, fuck faces. So yeah, you know, I went back to the Berserk Battlefields, and yeah, the fucking that game, Berserk Band of the Hawk, it really feels like a fucking, this feels like a fucking retro show right here. Just fucking like, you know, not that the fucking games I'm talking about are like super old or anything. It's just fucking like, it's just all these fucking games. It feels like, you know, I played them like fucking like months ago. I'm fucking like, oh yeah, well, bring this back and fucking blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah. Playing Berserk, and I'm just like, man, I was afraid I would have, forgotten how to play the fucking game. Is again, it's been like a while since I fucking, since I picked it up, so. But, you know, as soon as I start playing it, it's fucking like, oh, it's like, all right, what am I doing here? Fucking controlling this character, picking this bullshit, and then it's fucking like, you know, start like running around and fucking like, oh yeah, all I gotta do is press like X, you know, fucking X fucking swings and fucking, you know, sitting there X, 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 and then fucking Y and fucking like, you know what I mean? And just, yeah, I mean, not only is it fucking like the mindless fucking Dynasty Warriors fucking button mashing shit, but, you know, it's fucking like, it's like retarded. It's like Dynasty Warriors with fucking retards, you know? That's saying something, but, again, I'm not fucking bashing Dynasty Warriors. It's fucking like, for that game, you know, everyone complains like, oh, that game's like so like simple and mindless and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that game's like fucking like, that series is like real complicated compared to this, where it literally is just fucking like, it's all you can do is fucking X, 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 X. It's like nothing really else going on there. Yeah, no, it's not nearly, Berserk's like not nearly as complicated as the fucking, Dynasty Warriors or like Samurai Warriors, like those types of games that I fucking played. I play those, and like sometimes it, you know, that shit can get like confusing, where it's fucking like, ah, you get fucking, you know, a million fucking characters you can pick from, you're fucking leveling up, and these weird fucking weird conditions for fucking failing missions and all that shit, and you know, some of the bosses are like tough and like cheap and all that. Some of that is, I mean, some of the bosses and shit can be like infuriating still in like Berserk, but it's still not as hard, you know what I mean? It's fucking like they'll block you, the bosses will block you and like juggle you in the fucking air and all that shit, but I mean, that's always fucking obnoxious. But yeah, I haven't really gotten stuck on any of them or anything like that. I was just fucking pretty much just like, all right, lock onto them, just keep hacking away, hacking through the bullshit, you know what I mean? Fucking like block or like fucking like, you know, sidestep every now and then is fucking when you can, and run around and come back and just hack away. You know, it's fucking, some of them too, the bosses are pretty big and like, you know, cool looking. It's fucking like, ah, it's pretty, you know, again, they're pretty all rip straight from the anime or whatever, the fucking Berserk fucking movies, but, and, you know, and that series, you know, this is the series that, inspired Dark Souls, so yeah, I mean, you might look at them and think like, you know, you see the game in action type of deal. type of deal, and fucking like, oh, it kind of looks like a fucking Dark Souls game, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, it's gonna, you know, this giant fucking boss you're fighting, you fucking, you know, you can dash around and like block and all that shit, and you know, could be thinking like, oh, the fights are gonna be like strategic and fucking like challenging and fucking like, oh, it's gonna be like, you know, real like specific, like timing based, and fucking, oh, it's gonna be like epic fucking battles. And yeah, not at all. I mean, the combat's pretty fucking shallow and like shitty and shit. And yeah, Dark Souls, it's not, but oh yeah, what it is though, what Berserk is fucking, you know, it's that old school fucking movie tie-in type of deal where, you know, they end up showing like, as you're playing, they end up showing like most of the fucking, the Berserk fucking movies, like that trilogy there. You know, as you're playing the game, they're showing you clips of it and fucking like cutscenes and or there's little fucking like story set, or they put in like little like story sections before the before you start playing a level, where they have like fucking, you know, in-game characters or whatever, like fucking like, you know, there's video, you know, like the video game fucking graphics as, you know, the, instead of like just like the straight up like clips, but fucking like to fill in shit or like whatever, is just fucking like, oh, an event's happening. It's like, oh, what's this event? It's fucking like, oh, the three people just standing around fucking talking, you know, filling in the fucking story gaps or whatever. Yeah, that's the thing. As I'm playing, I'm like fucking like, oh, you know, I'm fucking like the best part of the game is are these fucking these cutscenes from the fucking movie. You know what I mean? Is fucking yeah, that's what I'm playing for. Like that's your reward for playing is fucking like, you know, these straight up fucking clips from the fucking movie, I guess. So fucking, I'm just like, oh, why am I playing this? Why don't I just fucking watch the movies again? So. Oh, it's like I'm fucking mashing my way through these fucking repetitive levels, and then, you know, again, just fucking like, oh, here's your reward, here's your fucking clip from the movies, and that I'm watching that I own, and I can watch any time instead. You know, I can just fucking like stop this game right now and just fucking watch the fucking movie trilogy again. So I don't know. I'll get that sorted out, and I'll report back to you.
Percentage.
Welcome back to the Berserk podcast. yeah, I was saying, like, fucking playing the game Berserk, if your memory is that bad. Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, you're fucking playing the game, you're playing for, like, pretty much the point of playing through the fucking stages and all that shit. It's fucking like, oh, you know, I'm fucking playing through, like, playing through these fucking, like, small stages, just fucking, you know, button bashing, blah, 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 and, you know, then these fucking clips from the fucking Berserk movies come up, and, I mean, fucking, why aren't I fucking just watching the movies instead, man? Plus the clips they have in the game, they're all censored, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, you know, that's really, really fucking gay, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, you know, they do such a fucking, like, hack job at fucking, censoring them too. It's kind of like funny to a point, actually. It's like fucking, you know, they'll show a fucking a naked chick, and it's fucking like, you know, this fucking naked chick on the fucking screen, and they'll blur out her fucking, like, tits and shit. They, you know, they try to be, like, slick about it, kind of, so it's like they'll color over her, just like her nipples, you know what I mean, with fucking, do, like, fucking, like, flesh smears, like, fucking MS paint, like, fucking just, you know, all fucking flesh-colored, fucking, you know, about the same color, just fucking dab over her fucking nipples here. And then it looks like she's a fucking, like, weird fucking alien or some shit. Like, fucking, you watch it, and you think, you know, it's like, fucking, like, so, what, do fucking girls in this fucking universe, like, just not have nipples or something? Is that's what's going on? They just have, like, smooth fucking tits with no fucking, like, nipples, like, I don't know. That must be really fucking confusing for fucking, you know, if this fucking, like, kid's playing the game, I've fucking, like, never seen a fucking naked broad before. It's fucking, like, you know, they kind of think that fucking, that's what naked women look like. There's fucking smooth patches of fucking flesh over them, flesh over their fucking, their crotch and their fucking, like, chest and shit. Like, they're fucking, like, Barbie dolls. Like, what the fuck is that shit? Or there'll be, like, a fucking huge black border on the screen, like, you know, like, not subtle at all, like, fucking, you know, like, it'll just, like, go with the character, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, the camera fucking, like, pans up or whatever, and it's fucking, like, oh, the fucking, the border on the bottom, fucking just black, blurry fucking, you know, that border just fucking, like, rises up with it. It's just like, Jesus Christ, it's, yeah, and not fucking clever at all. You know, or they just have, like, a, you know, just a fucked up, like, quick edit. They'll just, like, edit a fucking scene out completely, so then you're fucking, like, watch it, and it's fucking, like, that really made no fucking sense what just happened, you know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, showing somebody getting fucking, like, raped or whatever, which, you know, happens fairly often in the Berserk fucking movies and shit. You know, and it's just fucking, like, oh, fucking, you know, somebody grab somebody, and then fucking, like, cuts to, like, something else, and, like, fucking, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what the hell is going on? This makes no fucking sense. So yeah, I mean, maybe just fucking watch the movies instead. Like, don't bother with the game. I mean, that'd be my suggestion. Yeah, that's the other thing too. It's like fucking the game is, again, it's like an old school, like, fucking movie tie-in. It's supposed to be like, you know, they're following the fucking the movie as closely as possible, like beat by beat kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, it's based on like a trilogy. Like, it's based on like three full length fucking movies. So the movies themselves, I mean, again, they're all, like, fucking, like, an hour and a half each, about. So then you're fucking making this game based on those, and it's way fucking longer than you'd expect, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it'd be one thing, like, ah, this would be, like, a fine fucking thing. It was just, like, going through again. If the game was, like, it kept saying, like, I feel like I should be done with this by now, I'm just fucking, like, playing, but no, it's just gonna keep going, because it's, again, it's based on fucking, like, three movies type of deal, and fucking, again, so I was thinking, like, oh, let's knock this fucking game out real quick. Like, wouldn't it be, like, too fucking time-consuming? Like, maybe just, like, a fucking whatever, real light, just fucking throw this, you know, at least for, like, the story mode, just fucking, like, I'll blast through this and fucking whatever, a couple days, and then fucking, like, whatever. And they could have, like, built off of that and had, like, all these, like, extra modes and all this shit. But it's like, no, just, like, going through the story mode, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, I'm fucking playing for hours, and I look at, like, it shows you, like, the percentage complete, and it's fucking like, oh, you're, like, 43% complete. It's like, Jesus fuck, man. It just fucking just goes on and on. So, I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm not fucking judging it completely yet, because, again, there is, like, a bunch of, like, extra, like, modes and shit on there I haven't checked out. But, yeah, it might be a bad game at this point. And it's just, like, I don't know how they managed to, like, fuck this up, like, this badly. Just, you know, the concept's pretty fucking straightforward. what they could have done is fucking, like, hey, Berserk plus fucking Dynasty Warriors, like, done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the fucking, the pitch, and fucking just build your game around that concept, and fucking, you know, a lot of the scenes in the movies, like, themselves, to, like, fucking, like, straight, look like they're fucking straight out of fucking Dynasty Warriors, and, you know, fucking, so, if you're gonna make a game, just, you know, take that and make a medieval fucking combat slash fucking horror one of those. That's not all you gotta do, and it's, like, fucking, like, they kind of try to do that, but they're trying to stick way too close to the fucking movies. Like, again, they're trying to go, like, scene by scene of, what happened. So, I mean, there's just a ton of fucking story and dialogue, and you go out in the battlefield and fucking, like, all right, you know, I'm fucking, you know, after you watch, like, whatever, like, a fucking 5-minute clip of the movie, and you're just thinking, like, oh, great, you know what I mean, I could fucking just, they put me on this battlefield, like, and just fucking go nuts and fucking run around and, you know, kill 1,000 fucking people or whatever, and then fucking, it's like, no, you move a little bit, and, like, you're constantly getting fucking interrupted by, like, story garbage, like, in the fucking levels themselves, like, and you're on, like, timers and shit, like, fucking, you know, you get a fucking run here real quick, like, whatever, kill, like, 100 people in this little area, and then fucking it's like, then it goes to, like, a cut scene of what's happening, like, you know, when you're gonna face a boss, and it'll show, like, a scene from the movie of, you know, the boss in the movie, then it's back to the game, and, you know, fight for 2 minutes, then fucking, like, now run over to this fucking area of the map, and you just fucking run over there, and it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of, like, scripted, like, it feels, again, because they're trying to follow the movie so close, it just feels like it's way too scripted for its own good, you know. Again, there are, like, other modes in there I haven't really checked out yet. I mean, there's, like, it's just, like, oh, you know, free roam mode or some shit, where you can, again, as you're playing, you're unlocking different characters to play as, but, again, because they're trying to follow the fucking, the story, you know, the story of the movie so closely, it's like, it's like, great, I unlocked them, or I unlocked whatever, like, just different fucking, like, costumes and that shit, but you can't use them, like, as you progress, as you go into the game, you can't fucking use them, and just, you know, even, like, you know, you're leveling up your character as you're playing and shit, but it's fucking just, like, oh, you can't level them up past a certain point, you know, in this fucking, the story missions and shit, so it's just, like, I don't know. I think you have to unlock the stages to play in, like, free roam, again, where you can just, I guess you can pick, like, wherever you want. I haven't tried it yet, but I think you have to fucking unlock the stages by playing through story mode first. So it's like, what? So I'm going to play through fucking, you know, play through the story mode for 20 hours. And then after that's done, I'm going to go back and, like, replay the same shit again. You know what I mean? On fucking with different characters or whatever. Because, like, again, it's just going to be, like, the same exact fucking stages and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I would do that. Like, who cares at that point? Again, once I'm fucking done with, like, the main mode, and was fucking, like, I don't know. So, yeah. So, if I, you know, I'll keep at it, and fucking, you know, I'll check out the other modes afterwards. Maybe they'll be better. I don't know. Maybe. Big maybe. Again, if I can get through the fucking, the story mode without fucking dying of, boredom first, I guess. It's just fucking, it's just, again, it's kind of like a slog. Again, it's almost like fucking, like, again, it reminds me a little bit of, like, Neo. Again, Neo's actually a much better game, but it's like that Japanese of just fucking, like, here's, like, a million fucking missions, and fucking, you know what I mean, it's like, oh, good, it's cool, there's a million fucking missions, but maybe, like, trim them down a little bit. Is a lot of them are just fucking, like, repeats of, like, the same shit, and I'm just doing the same shit over and over again. Just kind of, like, gets on my nerves. Feels like I'm grinding, and again, I'm not a fan at all of grinding through shit. So, so yeah, I have to fucking had to switch it up. It made some progress in fucking Berserk, and I'm like, I gotta fucking switch it up just to fucking keep sane, and, you know, sick of fucking bad games, so naturally I went to fucking back to Nightcry, which is that's the pinnacle of quality right there. So yeah, it's just another game I have to fucking worry about forgetting the controls, because it really is the entire game is just fucking use the fucking mouse, and it's just click and fucking usually the result is fucking laugh, because the game's a fucking riot. It really is. Really like fucking Night Cry. So yeah, I mean, I didn't play too much. I only played for like a fucking hour, but I load the game up and it's fucking like, all right, where am I? Like, whatever, the story, in quotes, like, who fucking cares? But I'm just fucking, you know, it's like, all right, I'm on this cruise ship still. I'm playing as a new character, I guess, as fucking some new broad. No clue what's fucking happening. Again, it doesn't really matter. Like, the story fucking jumps around all over the place. You're fucking, like, hopping, you know, different chapters. You're controlling different characters. It's kind of like just, like, separate shit. And yeah, so I'm playing as this chick, and she's, I don't know, she's at some kind of, like, party on the fucking cruise ship or whatever. She's fucking, like, in, like, this, ballroom-looking thing, whatever you want to call it, like a fucking dining area, and there's fucking, you know, people, like, NPCs standing around fucking, like, drinking and, like, whatever, talking, and I'm like, oh, okay, so what do I do? It's fucking, it's like, all right, you can go up and, like, talk to him, I guess, like, you have, like, that's the entire point of this fucking level that I started on, is you just have to walk up and talk to him, like, okay, talk to a couple people, and, like, all right, try to leave, and fucking, every door is locked, like, fucking, everything's locked, nothing I can do, fucking, you know, the game won't let you fucking do anything but fucking go and talk to the people fucking over and over again, and fucking, one of those deals where you click on somebody and you have a conversation, then fucking like, okay, then fucking a couple lines of dialogue, and then the dialogue ends, you fucking, all right, well, am I done here? You fucking, maybe you are, you know, maybe you fucking click on them and fucking they start saying new shit, and, or they can continue the old conversation and fucking, or maybe they'll just fucking repeat the same lines over and over again, like you have no clue. It's just one of those, you just have to fucking, like, keep at it until you just exhaust, like, all your fucking options, pretty much, and yeah, there's about, you know, a dozen characters or so fucking there you can talk to, so basically, you're fucking trapped in hell. I mean, just fucking, I'm just like, what the fuck, you're hearing the same repeated shit over and over again from all these fucking, like, shitty characters, and, there's like fucking jazz music, or like fucking like elevated music playing and fucking like real loud, like just like repeating the same 30 second loop like over and over again, just fucking, you know, it plays for like 30 seconds, stops for a second, then fucking just like repeats, and yeah, so fucking, you know, you're just stuck in this room. I was like stuck in this room for like 20 minutes, just like, Jesus Christ, like the only sound going on is just fucking that music over and over, and just fucking none of the NPCs you're talking to are like voiced. It's just fucking, just reading text with that fucking, that music playing. It's like fucking Jesus Christ. It's so stupid. It's, you know, to the point where it's like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, this is like fucking like whatever. Fucking, just shit's getting annoying. And it's fucking like, all right. Then you kind of like block it out. And then you fucking like talk to a couple other people. And you hear the music in the background, like just fucking just blaring like wicked loud. It's fucking just like, all right, this is kind of funny now. Just how bad it is. And it's fucking, I don't know. So yeah, and then all, you know, also the fucking first person I go to talk to is fucking after not playing for like a couple weeks or whatever. I walk up to this broad, the first person, click on her, fucking she says, "Do you like animals?" Like that, like, what? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, the first thing she's gonna say is like, "Do you like animals?" And fucking, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Click on her again, fucking, "I have a pet turtle," and fucking just like, what the fuck, is this just fucking like nonsense? It's just like, am I talking to a fucking like retard here? I don't know, fucking Night Cry is fucking awesome. It's fucking, yeah, it's one of those deals fucking like, yeah, dude, you have to keep playing that, because it's fucking, again, it's borderline fucking retarded or fucking genius, I can't tell, but it's fucking awesome. So I discovered a game that's fucking maybe even better. I mean, slightly, I don't know, it's hard to compare it to fucking Night Cry, but, yeah, this game called, Badass Babes, and, yeah, it's one of those fucking, like, random, like, shitty games that fucking popped up, like, in my Steam queue, fucking opened up Steam and just fucking, like, whatever. on your front page is fucking just like, oh, hey, recommended or like whatever. You can start a queue of games like, you know, should you might be interested in. It's fucking like, I'm like, you know, usually it's just fucking like garbage. It's fucking shit I've already played or I don't care about. But I just saw that. That kind of just caught my eye. Fucking Badass Babes and fucking like, ah, that looks really fucking stupid. And it's, you know, it's fucking, it's a full motion video game, or actually, I guess it'd be it's like digitized sprite game, I guess, like fucking Mortal Kombat, old Mortal Kombat, like fucking, you know, arcade, fucking old school, or like whatever, Pit Fighter, like that type of shit. you know, they just fucking take like, you know, photographs, like pictures of actual people, and they just fucking put them in the game, you know, fucking digitize them. And, you know, the gameplay I'm looking at, it's basically a fucking brawler. It looks like side-scrolling, like beat 'em up, like fucking, you know, Double Dragon, like Streets of Rage, like that type of shit. And just the twist is all the characters in the game are fucking, you know, girls in like bikinis and like strippers and, you know, dominatrixes and shit like that. And just fucking, you know, the enemies are fucking, whatever, like aliens or fucking other fucking like strippers and shit and like, you know, cosplayers and fucking, just like, this looks really fucking dumb. And just like, I saw it, I'm like, man, it looks really, you know, again, fucking first fucking impression. I'm like, oh, whatever, another fucking like trash game, fucking like whatever. I fucking didn't think anything of it, and then fucking like I'm like, ah, fucking like an hour later or so, I'm like, wait a minute, and like go back, like that looks really fucking dumb, and just fucking again, I was just in the mood for it, just like real fucking pure fucking trash. And I mean, that's always a gamble when you go down that road where it just could be like just complete fucking like literal crap, or it could be like fucking like funny trash. So yeah, plus it was like $10, which is fucking like, it's kind of pricey again for that type of game where it's fucking, I'm looking for garbage type of deal, but you know, fuck it. I mean, I fucking rolled the dice and fucking bought it. Yeah, totally fucking worth it. Definitely fucking worth the $10. It's just, you know, it's bad, but it's like, you know, trauma bad, like fucking like that type of self-aware fucking bad. I mean, it's playable. I mean, I'd say it's like on par with like you know, fucking Sega CD or fucking 3DO era type of shit, like that fucking, you know, they put out like those bad fucking whatever side scrollers and like shooters and shit. Only it seems like what they're going for, and they do it pretty well. It's like a fucking, it'd be like a game you'd hear about back then, you know what I mean? In the fucking like Sega CD era of just fucking, just like, oh, you know, there's this game with this fucking like naked girls in it, and you fucking fight like giant penises, and if you do a special move, they fucking shoot ping pong balls out of their fucking cunts and shit, and just fucking like, it's like, yeah, okay, like whatever, man. And fucking like, no, it's not, you know what I mean? Well, somebody like somebody fucking modded on their fucking like whatever PC game or some bullshit, but it's like, no, that's like the actual game, like that is fucking like badass games, like all that shit's in there. Yeah, just like really fucking ridiculous shit. Like one of the girls fucking like bends over and shoots fucking bombs out of her ass, and fucking one of them fucking pulls off her fucking, you know, bikini top and fucking gets on the ground, does like a fucking like heavy metal, like, yeah, like fucking, you know, like fucking devil horns and shit, and she fucking summons this like big dumb giant fucking digitized fucking snake, comes out of the ground, and yeah, it's just fucking like, you know, sometimes you'll fucking just be fighting like regular guys, and they, you know, instead of like blood coming out, like, so, it does like the Mortal Kombat shit sometimes, they just like explode, their fucking body parts go everywhere, like other times you do it and fucking instead of like blood like squirting out and shit, it's just like real bad, like cum, like squirts out of their crotch. It's fucking, you know, it just looks like fucking, again, like fucking MS Paint, fucking like paintbrushes, like, you know, the spray paint fucking tool that's fucking like dabbing, you know what I mean? Just like white, like looks so stupid. It's fucking like, oh man, that's fucking really good. It's fucking really dumb. So yeah, I mean, yeah, just fucking, it treads that line between like, you know, obnoxiously fucking loud and fucking, you know, just fucking real, like, stupid. I'm just fucking like, oh, this is fucking just annoying to look at as all this shit's going on. treads that line and fucking genuinely fucking like funny, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, this is just so like retarded that it's funny. And I think for the most of it, like for the most part, it's fucking pretty fucking funny. Like, you know, we get at the start of the game, you're fucking breaking out of an alien base, and most of the enemies are just fucking, you know, like the aliens again. It's all just fucking like real people and fucking like costumes and shit, and fucking just like a lot of them just fucking like those be dudes, like just regular guys in fucking like flannel shirts and fucking like Halloween masks and shit. And yeah, you get to the end of the stage and you fucking meet up with this other girl. She's saying like, oh, you know, you got to get out of the fucking, the alien base that you're in and blah, blah, blah. And she's like fucking like, oh, you know, I'll teleport you out and fucking. And then she just fucking like strips like ass naked and fucking like goes down on the ground and fucking shoots a wormhole out of her fucking vagina. Just fucking cheesy like sparkle effects and shit. Just a fucking portal opens up. And then the fucking character you're playing as fucking flies through it and, you know, just goes through it. There's like no like animation or anything like that. It's just fucking, you know, one fucking still frame and of her like curled up in a ball and they just fucking like spin her around and shit till she gets to the portal and she just disappears and just fucking, I just fucking laughed my ass off. And I played through that stage like fucking, three times or so. And like every time just, it's still like funny. It's just so fucking bad. It's fucking, really, really good. And then, you know, as you know, you're playing through the stages, you get to a shopkeeper and she's, you know, just fucking, again, like you'd figure like an RPG type of deal, fucking like, oh, you know, buy my wares, blah, blah, blah. Just instead of that, just fucking no reason, just a fucking naked black chick there, just naked ass fucking black chick, just fucking, you can spend points to buy fucking dildos and fucking, you know, buy a fucking basket of dildos you pick up, you throw dildos at people and fucking blow up dolls and fucking tasers and shit, or, you know, a giant fucking like spaceship and you just get in, just fucking murder everything. It's just fucking like bonkers. It's just, you know, off the wall, just fucking ridiculous. So yeah, just, I'm just like playing this and fucking like, how fucking badass babes this get on fucking Steam, like no problem, I guess. And fucking Berserk had to be like censored and shit. Like, I don't know how that fucking works, but it did. So, so yeah, I mean, you're going through these fucking, side scrolling, fucking like beat 'em up stages and shit, and you're going through like strip clubs and fucking like dominatrix dungeons, and then like fucking like real like generic like streets and like sewers and like warehouses and shit. Yeah, you know, there's fucking just, you know, naked fucking broads everywhere and fucking like giant like dick statues, and it just goes beyond that point of like, beyond like, you know, this is just like juvenile like dumb shit, to like playing more of it, it's fucking like, oh, okay, this is fucking amazing. See, it's the fact that they just went this far and just like went all out again. It's something like you'd hear about fucking somebody made and be like, ah, yeah, whatever, nobody fucking made that. Or again, like the bad version of this would have been like fucking like, oh yeah, all this shit's in here, but the game is just like completely unfucking playable. But no, it's like fucking, nah, it's a playable game. It's not fucking like amazing, but I'd say it plays better than fucking like Too Dark, you know what I mean? It's fucking like half of what they're doing, like real low budget, fucking obviously these guys aren't like master fucking programmers or anything. It's just fucking, they put a lot of shit in there, you know what I mean? There's all sorts of fucking like special moves and shit, and just fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like kind of above and beyond what they, the bare minimum of putting out like a trash game. At least they tried, you know what I mean? And fucking, again, it is playable. It's a fucking game and shit. So, yeah, and it just fucking, I just like the fact that it just fucking spits in the face, you know, of all the fucking politically correct fucking bullshit that's going on. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking, oh, you want more fucking like women in fucking video games and shit? Well, here you go. I mean, they're all fucking like hot and they're fucking showing off their tits and shit, but I mean, it's an empowering game, you know what I mean? Fucking, oh, it's how empowering for fucking women, I guess. I mean, the story's something about fucking aliens killing off all the fucking men on Earth, and they fucking capture the women and they use them as like sex slaves, and then they do fucking like experiments on them that fucking end up giving them like superpowers. Now they're all like, breaking out, breaking away from the fucking aliens, and breaking out and fucking going to save the world. So I mean, feminism, I guess, fucking is a feminist message. Yeah, you know, there you go. Just and fucking like tits and ass and shit. So, are they fucking, you know? Yeah, you know, again, it's all fucking like self-aware. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, again, it's not like fucking the guys who made this game aren't like fucking aware of this shit. I mean, they're sneaking in fucking like so some fucking commentary in there. Like, you walk past the bathroom, there's a sign on the fucking door. It's got like, you know, the male side and the women's side, and then the woman's side, and then a fucking like a sign for aliens. You know what I mean? So it's fucking just like, it's kind of like funny, just like little topical fucking transgender bathroom fucking joke. You know what I mean? Then at the end of the game, it says something like fucking, you know, it's like a scroll at the end, just fucking, you know, just like a text scroll. And it says something like, oh, you know, the badass babes learned that, you know, any obstacle can be overcome through like, progressive thoughts or something, like progressive actions or some shit. It's just like, yeah, that's fucking great. It's just, you know, just fucking, just tongue in cheek, just like trolley fucking garbage. And fucking, again, the game's just better than it needs to be. It could have just been like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's fucking took some shit and it's fucking, you know, fucking visual novel did, or, you know what I mean, that type of deal. Then it's fucking like, nah, you guys made a fucking game, and it's decent. I mean, it's fucking, it's some issues. I mean, some like crashy shit or like fucking freak, you know, some plane and fucking my chick just got like stuck and like wouldn't move, and I said to like quit out and like whatever. But yeah, I mean, some of the game is, like, legit fucking bad. Like, there's some, like, first-person on-rails, like, light gun levels, and, you know, supposed to be, just, you know, first you just see, like, the crosshair on the screen, you're just, like, shooting a bunch of shit, and again, from, like, the Sega CD era, it's supposed to be, like, a Lethal Enforcers type of deal, or, like, Mad Dog McCree. It's just like, those aren't very fun. There's just, like, not much to them, or it's fucking just, like, it's fucking, like, aliens around, and it's fucking, like, whatever. But, funny, it's one of those things where it's fucking like, ah, oh, that's kind of funny to look at, like, fucking then fucking for, like, 5 seconds, but then, like, you know, you play, like, a two-minute stage of that, and it's like, oh, whatever, that wasn't too bad, then they end up doing, like, fucking, like, whatever, 3 or 4 of them throughout the game, and it's just, I don't know, like, that's not very fun, but, or, yeah, then there's fucking, motorcycle levels. It's fucking, he's, you know, riding a fucking motorcycle and like shooting, and it's fucking like he's shooting like cars and shit, just fucking like, yeah, it's not very fun. And there's like 2 or 3 of them in the fucking in the game, but whatever. I mean, fucking there's fucking some you know, it's just like they could have just stuck with the fucking side scrolling shit and maybe, you know, made like another level or something like that, or fucking like tuned it up a little bit, made it a little bit better, but rather than focusing on that other stuff. But yeah, I mean, they're just fucking, like, again, there's some fucking depth there. The fucking, you know, again, it's fucking, I'm like, $10, but it's fucking, like, no, some more shit in there. It's not just fucking, like, some throwaway again, and fucking, like, play for an hour, and, lulls, and fucking, like, whatever. It's like, no, they put extra shit in there, like, again, you get fucking, like, a bunch of special moves you can do, and this fucking hidden characters, I guess. I mean, I don't know if they're really hidden. I don't know if we can go through the game and, like, not get them, but, I mean, there's, you know, branching paths, like, through the stages. So, I mean, really only one, I guess, per stage where it branches. So, I mean, you play through twice and just do the opposite, and you're going to see everything anyway. But, yeah, then fucking, yeah, once you beat the main mode, there's a second mode unlocks, and fucking, you know, then you go through it, and then, you know, they mix up, you know, the enemy placement and all that shit, and just, and as you play, like, fucking before, you know, you play through the first time, it's just, like, you're just the one, you know, one player, the one girl, whatever, and then fucking, like, then you can pick, like, as you go through the story and, like, unlock the other girls, like, fucking, then, like, after each stage, you can pick a different one or whatever. After you die, you can pick, like, who you want to play as or whatever. But, in the second mode, it's fucking, like, as you fucking go and pick them up, you unlock them, like, they get added to the screen as you're playing, like, it's fucking AI-controlled fucking characters. So, you know, you're playing, there's, like, 4 or 5 fucking friendly girls on the screen, like, oh, you know, 4 or 5 badass girls, like, fucking fighting alongside of you, and it's fucking just, like, ridiculous. They're all fucking, all these fucking enemies flying around the fucking screen. There's fucking, you know, tits and ass and fucking giant dicks, like, fighting you, and just fucking, you know, blood everywhere and just fucking complete chaos. It's fucking, like, man, it's fucking, like, so, again, it just crosses that line. It's like, this is so, like, ridiculous. It's so fucking over the top. It's pretty awesome. I mean, again, is it technically, like, a good game? Would I be like, oh, you know, if you're a fucking Streets of Rage fucking fan or, like, whatever, like, fucking, should you go pick it up and play it just on the gameplay alone? Like, no, not really. I mean, it's fucking, it is, like, a trashy, like, fucking, really no redeeming qualities whatsoever, like, does not give a fuck fucking joke game, pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much, like, exactly what you'd want if you fucking, you bought a game called Badass Babes, which is, you know, supposed to be, like, again, it's fucking across that line, it's that tough fucking, that tough fucking balance of, like, there, it's not like a game that tried to be good and it turned out bad, so, and it's so bad that it's fucking, you know what I mean, that's what makes it good, but it's also not like fucking, like, oh, we know we're going out to try to make a bad game, like, type of deal, and fucking just, like, failing, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, nah, it's right on that line, but it's fucking, you know, it's supposed to be funny, and it is fucking funny type of deal. Fucking, I'm just like, you know, and it's fucking, I don't know, pretty good. So, yeah, I think I have to fucking write a review for it too, and I might do like a parody, like, fake fucking SJW journalist, like, fucking Polygon fucking Kotaku review about, you know, just talk about, like, how empowering it is for fucking women and blah, blah, blah. And, finally a game that fucking smashes the patriarchy and, you know, that sort of thing. That's my plan anyway. I mean, that fucking requires a lot more effort than I usually put into my fucking, my real fucking normal reviews, which are pretty much just fucking, like, finger diarrhea, like, after I fucking finish a game. If I, you know, that's my thing, my writing style is like, all right, I'll fucking play a game and, like, think about it, and fucking, again, I go on here every week and fucking, I have, you know, fucking thoughts, like, in my head about, like, all right, I get it, and fucking get my, pretty much the structure down in my head, and then fucking blah, 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 fucking shit out a review, and fucking that's it. But I don't know, to do something like that, and fucking, like, actually make like, a parody fucking review. I don't know, we'll see how much fucking ambition I have, and usually it's fucking not too much in that category, but I don't know, I might have to fucking make an exception for Badass Babes and take my time and fucking write something, like, real dumb. We'll see. Keep your eyes peeled for that. But speaking of ambition, if you're feeling ambitious and want to contribute to the show, you know, feedback, questions, fucking confessions, I'm always down for the hot, juicy gossip. Send me some. Hot gossip about your neighbors, like, what are they doing, like, you know what I mean, like, what's up with fucking Sally down the street, and fucking Sally and Bill, you know, what's going on, are they fucking yelling, are they fighting in the middle of the night, let me know. Send that nonsense over to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, that's the email address, or go to gruntfreepress.com too, because, yeah, I mean, again, if I write that review, there's going to be some screenshots up there of digitized strippers fighting giant black cock. So, yeah, you don't want to miss that. So, yeah, I've been absolute deicide, and, you know, hey, you know, they can't all be winners. Like, what do you want? I'm just thinking, what am I going to be doing this week? I'm thinking about buying some, I might be hitting the diamond, I think. That's, that's my pet name for fucking, but no, I might pick up MLB The Show, I'm thinking, just because, you know, that'll be a nice little change of pace, and might get some sports talk, baseball next week. I don't know, my character from, like, a couple years ago, Johnny Dirtbag, he might make a return, I don't know. I didn't get the game fucking last year just because fucking, the one I bought like two years ago, I'm like, dude, this looks like a fucking PS3 game, and I don't know, fucking, it plays like a PS3 game type of deal. It's like, fuck, this feels like a port of fucking last-gen bullshit, but the one this year is supposed to be good, so I don't know. I might fucking grab that and report from the field. I don't know, I might go back and play fucking, Horizon Zero Dawn? Again, it's fucking just a massive, like, open-world game where I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to commit to that, but whatever, I kind of already started it, so I'm kind of halfway there. I don't know. And then fucking, what's the other one there? Fucking Persona that came out, and everyone's fucking, oh, it's the greatest, blah, 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 greatest JRPG ever made, or some bullshit, and fucking, I don't know. I hate RPGs, but it's just one of those deals where it's fucking like, it's so like fucking, I don't know, the mainstream fucking reviews are like, oh, this game is so good and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I want to either see if it really is that good or I just want to fucking see if it's bullshit. So, I don't know. It might be a PS4 fucking centric show next week. So, yeah, that's the thing. And, yeah, whatever. We already do all the other bullshit, the fucking grunt-free press, some absolute deicide. I don't know. You'll figure it out eventually.